And now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havokhurst.
Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song.
On a recent evening at Parnassus Books in Nashville, the music came from Robin Hitchcock, Abigail Washburn, and Raina Gellert. The songs came from Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie, and the history and ideas came from award-winning author Daniel Wolfe, who spoke about his latest.
And there was a lot of talk about what folk music was and wasn't.
Grown-Up Anger, The Connected Mysteries of Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, and the Calumet Massacre of 1913, is part musicology, part social scholarship, and part memoir of a life trying to make sense of American progress and protest.
You know, it's a way of sort of triangulating the issue. You've got Dylan, you've got Guthrie, you've got this thing that happens up in Michigan, and it takes you through the 20th century.
That thing in Michigan stemmed from a strike by copper miners in and around Calumet, Michigan, at a Christmas Eve party packed with 400 people. Somebody, allegedly an anti-union activist, yelled fire when there was none. The panic led to a crush going down a single set of stairs, killing 73 people, including 59 children. Woody Guthrie wrote a song about the incident as he took up the mantle of labor-friendly folk singer. Dylan was, of course, deeply influenced by Guthrie, a subject Wolfe investigates in detail. Wolfe says his book was born out of being an angry young teenager trying to decipher social injustices of the 1960s. In the music of Dylan and Guthrie, he found a constructive path, the, quote, grown-up anger of his book title.
So it was a way for me to think about America. And I thought, well, it's, maybe someone else will be interested.
For more from Daniel Wolfe, visit WMOT.org.